talk with someone that will be on the national radio broadcast on Westwood One, Dan Fouts. He is back on Patriots Preview. Great to talk with you again, Dan.
Yeah, it's good to be with you, Mark. It should be a very interesting game, wouldn't you think?
I think so, and I think a lot of people in New England admit that the Jacksonville defense is pretty good, that is the strength of their team, but they still have Blake Bortles as quarterback. And at the end of the day, it's going to be really hard for a guy like Blake Bortles to come into New England and help his team win a game. Would you agree? Would you disagree? What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's a wild card when you talk about the other three quarterbacks in the Final Four, you know, Foles and Case Keenum and now Bortles. What are you going to get from those guys? Especially with Bortles, the real key for him is the running game. And off of that, the play action where he can get back and really not have to read the defenses that much. So, but the play action and the running game won't work if they get behind. And that Jacksonville defense that you talked about is so good this year, number two in the NFL in total defense, gave up 42 points last week to Pittsburgh. So a lot of wild cards in this one.
Dan, what's the best way to attack that Jacksonville defense? We saw Pittsburgh last week. It seemed like there were a lot of throws over the top from Ben Roethlisberger to Antonio Brown, Martavis Bryant, even Le'Veon Bell on the wheel route out of the backfield. What's the best way to attack this defense?
Well, I think you got to stay away from the two corners, A.J. Boye and Jalen Ramsey, because they are very good and they like to play man-to-man. So, you know, that brings me right to Gronkowski, who in everybody's mind is totally unguardable at times and a real mismatch problem for just about anybody. So it'll be interesting to see exactly what the Jags do with Gronkowski in third down situations and also in the red zone. I mean, the thought would be to put Ramsey on him because of Ramsey's size and skill level. But that'll be an interesting matchup to watch.
We're talking with the Hall of Famer, Dan Fouts. Dan, obviously, big story going into this one is Tom Brady's hand and the condition of the hand and the injury that he's dealing with. In your career, did you ever have to deal with a hand injury? And as a quarterback, how do you play through something like that?
Well, I did break my thumb one day, so I didn't play through it, obviously. The thumb, you know, you need it to grip the ball. And it just depends on where this injury, this mysterious injury happened. If it's on the palm side or if it's on the knuckle side, you know, that's the big question. If it's on the palm side, it's going to be difficult to grip the ball, especially if he's got stitches in there. But knowing Tom and as you well know, the competitor he is and the toughness that he has, I expect him to give it his all today and go out there and play as if nothing's wrong.
Dan, when you look at Jacksonville, and again, to go back to their defense here, do you think that pass rush can get home against Brady? And is that really the formula for beating Tom Brady, particularly in the postseason, that you have to speed him up, you have to get him off his spot, you have to make him uncomfortable?
Well, that's a pretty good formula. You know, Tennessee was supposed to be able to do that last week, and they couldn't get it done. But this front four is good. I mean, of their 55 sacks, I think they've got 44 from their front four, which allows them to drop seven into coverage and really, you know, try to confuse even the great Tom Brady. But the other thing that you got to keep your eye on is Yannick Ngakoue, a speed rusher against Nate Solder. That should be a matchup to keep your eye on and see just how well Soldier handles him, if he does. Because at times, as you know, Soldier has had problems with speed rushers that are a lot smaller than him. And Ngakoue is a lot shorter and very, very quick.
Dan, do you think nationally people are rooting for or against the Patriots in this game today?
Well, you know, did you root for or against the Yankees back in the day?
So, well, you know, it's almost as if you don't like the Patriots, and there are plenty of people that don't, if you're going to root against them, I would tell them to save it for the Super Bowl. Save it for a bigger game. Save it for a couple of weeks down the road.
Yeah, you know, people have a way of hating success, I guess. I mean, this franchise has been awesome, and their success over the years with Belichick and Brady has been, you know, unparalleled. So, you know, if you're a hater, you're going to hate success, I guess.
Dan, do you have any concern from a Patriots standpoint about them being able to stop the run? I mean, obviously, you go back to that Pittsburgh game, and I think Pittsburgh was stunned at how easily the Jaguars were able to run the football and build that 21-0 lead. When you look at the Patriots, they've had some issues against the run this year, but historically a Bill Belichick defense, he's going to figure it out and not let you run it on him to death. do you see any vulnerability there for the Patriots in the run game?
Well, this is a very good running attack, and they've got three backs, you know, with Chris Ivory backing up Fournette, and also you got T.J. Yeldon, who did a good job last week against the Steelers. So they'll run these backs at you. And the key, though, for the Patriots, and it has been throughout the season, is how stingy they get when a team gets down into the red zone and how much more difficult it is to run the ball down there. So, you know, between the 20-yard lines, I expect that Jaguars will have success running the ball. And the other thing about them is they've been really good once they get into the red zone.
Yes.
So, you know, the stats say, you know, there could be a problem there.
Yeah, they're 6-for-6 in the postseason red zone touchdown percentage. Every time they get down there, they score.
Well, that's not a good sign for the Patriots. You know, the other thing about Bortles, if we could go back to him and his running ability, we've seen it throughout the playoffs. He's carried the ball 15 times for an 8-yard average, and of 8 of those 15 carries, he's made first downs. So that's something to keep your eye on as well.
Dan, appreciate the time as always. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, thanks for having me on, guys. Good luck.